is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It is Talking Property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he sells when he's not in the studio, which he is, and we're going to introduce him in just a moment. Thank you, Belinda, for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the footy with another bulletin of 6PR news to keep you right up to date. The Nullarbor nymph has returned.
Yes, that was a good hoax in the early 70s,
yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, it certainly got people's attention. We were reading about that as we drove across, actually.
Were you?
Yes.
I call him that because the Druitt family made a pilgrimage across the country.
Yes.
And thought it was such a good idea, they came back.
We came back, yeah, the old drive across the Nullarbor. Well, the first time I did it was in 1973 as a six-year-old.
Mm.
And Mum and Dad drove over with three kids in a Volkswagen Fastback.
Mm.
And that was before the air highway was fully sealed.
Fully sealed,
so I think it was about 200 kilometres of limestone.
Right.
And one thing I do remember was hitting my head on the top of top of the Volkswagen because it was bouncing around so much. I don't know how we ever made it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I did.
But it's a beautiful road now.
I did in 75. There were 43 miles still left to go. Managed to break down on the way back, by the way. But that was two and a half kids, which that was a lot of fun.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. The road's very good, and it was a lot easier to drive than I thought. Great experience.
Mm, yeah, everyone should do it. Have you done it, Craig? Craig Gemmell, welcome to the program.
Morning, Harvey. Morning, Rob. Yeah, well, actually, not like you spring chickens. I did it in 1994. It was fully sealed and an air-conditioned Land Cruiser. It was nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
No challenge.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
So, no, lack of empathy here, boys.
That was good. So, I got over there, had a talk to a few people about the real estate market in Victoria. Melbourne's still very strong, so a bit of the antipathy of our market here.
It's flying along there, but they're talking about the affordability issues over there now, aren't they, with both New South Wales and Victoria saying it's out of reach for first-time buyers.
That's right. Yeah, and then, look at our market here. Never really been more affordable since maybe back to 73, shall we say. But it's very affordable now. If you look at interest rates down, prices come back at least 10%, good level of stock in the market.
Availability of trades, house
availability
prices
of
are
trades,
low.
Yeah, so both really for good. New build and for existing houses.
Yes.
Plus, of course, the first homeowner.
Grand 15,000, So it's all tick, tick, tick.
So.
Thanks to Hayden Groves, by the way, Riwa president, who jumped into the chair for Rob. And he and your deputy dog, Damien Collins, they were here together last week. And we had a couple of pollies on last week, boys.
That'd be appropriate.
It was because of the election today. And I tell you what, I just suspect that Hayden Groves, when he leaves, if he ever does leave the real estate business, he's going to get a job in Talkback Radio. Do you reckon he didn't go in hard on the two pollies?
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. We had Fran Logan, who, for other reasons this week, has been in the news. Good on you, Fran. Whoops.
Yep.
He's the Shadow Housing Minister, and we had Commerce, I think, and Mines Minister, Sean Lestrange, representing the Liberal Party.
Yes.
And they were terrific, and I think gave people an idea of where they were coming from when it came to our industry here, the property industry. So that was very interesting. And today's the day. Have you voted, boys?
No, we looked, as we were just saying, coming in Hay Street here, the polling booths. Do you see the queues out there?
Exactly. I always do it at the back end of the day. About 3 or 4 o'clock, you just walk straight in.
Yeah. Do you know what? I went up to Joondalup up on Wednesday to one of those pre-polling stations, because you can do it now without any excuse. You had to have an excuse. You're going away or you're going to be put in jail or something. Great idea. There was plenty of people there, but they were all party people throwing stuff at you, but there was one woman in the queue, and I made it. I doubled that, so we were through in about 2 minutes.
Well, you've got a busy day today, so that's hard.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, I didn't miss 3 weeks of campaigning. It was great to be over East. I missed it all, which is fabulous.
Well, it's interesting to see with those queues. So obviously, people are very passionate getting in early, and they want to make their vote count. So it's going to be interesting.
Now we have got terrific election coverage tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, and in the studio here, it's all high-tech stuff with monitors everywhere, folks. And,
it's well set up, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliantly set up, thanks to our technical people who have equipped this studio to make it a state-of-the-art election studio tonight, folks. And you won't miss a thing by listening to 882 6PR tonight. Okay, 9221 882, if you would like to have a chat to us on the program. I'm gonna embarrass you highly now, Craig.
Go for it.
Because I've had a few people who've said to me, listen, you used to have $100 to give away to the best caller, and all of a sudden it doesn't exist anymore. So I'm putting you on the spot.
Bring it back, Harvey.
Bring it back?
Bring it back. Let's do it. Yeah. Hang on, let me just check my wallet.
We're good. We're covered. You've got a few Rob, gorillas in there. You're right.
Harvey. Yeah, I'm fine. Let's do that.
Well, that'd be great, mate. Okay, so as of today, one of our callers will get a $100 cash thanks to Gemmell Holmes. Good on you, Craig. I knew you couldn't say no.
Thanks, Harvey.
So I've one way of getting dough out of a sponsor, isn't it? Yeah.
Don't feel under pressure.
Let's go to Mark of Bedford, Dale. He'll be the first in the draw. G'day, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
I've got a question about renting. If I am going to rent my house out, what are the pros and cons of renting it furnished or unfurnished?
Okay. Look, there was a big differential in the market between furnished and unfurnished, and it would equate to around $100. So say you had a $400 unfurnished rental property, normally with being fully furnished would be about $500, and then as you got into the higher end of the range, maybe $600, you might get $750. That has compressed somewhat. Because there's a lot of supply out there and there's not as big a differential. So first thing is you've got to look at it and think, well, is there enough money in it to make it worthwhile, because you need to invest in the furniture. Perhaps you've already got that, that's fine. But also got to keep into account, Mark, that what happens if the dishwasher, well, the dishwasher's normally there anyway, but let's say the washing machine breaks, you've got to replace it. What happens if the dryer breaks, you've got to replace it. The TV stops working, you've got to replace it. So it doesn't take long to eat up that small differential in the extra rent. The other issue is it in an area where tenants really want to be furnished? I.e., look, if you may, perhaps in inner city, Vic Park perhaps, Scarborough, Cottesloe, maybe Como, you know, those areas close to city and river and so on, perhaps there is a market for fully furnished. But out in the burbs, less so. And the final factor I think you really need to take into account is your type of tenant that you're going to get with a furnished place. Because if you've got unfurnished, they've got to move all their furniture in, they're probably more likely to be settled and more likely to be there for a longer term. So it depends on a lot of those different factors as to whether it's really worthwhile furnishing it or not.
Mark, I'll throw my two bobs worth in as well. Craig Gemmell here. Yeah, I had just a little unit, and obviously the rents were coming down, Rob. And yes. The agent suggested, look, it's only a little unit, two by one. They said, try offering a furnishing. And we did that, and we got a tenant straight away. So some FIFO worker. So, you know, there's the pros
and cons.
But
when was that, Craig?
8 months ago.
Oh, okay, so it's still in the current market. That's good. Easier if it's a smaller property. What's your situation, Mark? You've got a place and it's got a lot of furniture in it, and you're thinking, well, maybe I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of going and renting myself closer to the city after, you know, various personal reasons.
Right.
And it's easier for me to just leave the place furnished. I wasn't really looking for an increase in rent.
Okay.
My question is really availability. That is, would people be prepared to rent it furnished, or would they go say, no, we want an unfurnished?
Well, where is the property, Mark?
Bedforddale.
In Bedforddale, yeah. Look, what the issue you find is most people got their own stuff, and what sort of tenant are you going to get in a suburban area without any furniture? Probably only very temporary short term until they get themselves established, whereas you're more likely to have a longer term family stay in the property, less costs in, you know, vacancy and leasing fees and so on. But if you're going to rent it yourself, that's a different story. But you'll probably find it would be easier to let it unfurnished, unless it was like Craig's situation, little unit, inner city. Then you've got a fairly broad market. You've got a fly-in, fly-out person who says, I don't want to have a whole lot of furniture, I can just rent this little unit, I'm there 2 weeks and then wait for 2 weeks or whatever their shift is. So I would think you're probably better off renting it vacant, but the other thing to do is talk to some REWA agents in the area and get their advice about the depth of the market for fully furnished.
All right, thanks very much.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you very much. Good luck with that one. 92211882. If you would like to have a chat to us, you can, of course, ask Rob any sort of question and, for that matter, Craig, any sort of question on property. Needless to say, if you've got anything in regards to building specifically, then Craig's your man. He can
Or even football, Harvey.
Do you like the shirt? Yeah, I thought.
I'm out here by Hawks fans.
Yes.
What? I'm outnumbered by Hawks fans here.
I thought you said Bob Hawk. He was here too. He was here during the week. Yeah. No, you are slightly outnumbered, but we'll see how we go. Our ex-captain's been a naughty boy, apparently, so he's Luke Hodge. He's missing the first round for some
unbelievable reason. Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But a good idea to get rid of Sam Mitch. He only got 39 touches the other night, so there you go. But,
so he's clearly out of form.
Anyway, back to talking property.
Yeah, and we're going to have our property update, our De Freitas and Ryan property update with Rod Ryan very soon.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File.
Rumour has it that the company that is involved in the floor finishes at the new Perth Stadium has accidentally ordered the wrong colour for the entire concourse area. The new flooring has a 20-week lead time that will cause significant delays to the practical completion at the stadium and the Ashes.
Have you heard a hot rumour? The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File. Weekdays at 7 and 8.25 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, where all the big stories break.
Are you buying a True Blue Aussie fish oil? Don't be a few stubbies short of a six-pack. Get Healthy Care Fish Oil. It helps maintain normal healthy brain function, plus it's Australian-made and owned. You beauty. So go on, help support your body and country with Healthy Care Fish Oil. Get 400 caps for the fair dinkum price of just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Another great Aussie. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Today is set to be another scorcher. So stay fresh and cool in your place with Daikin and Axis. See axisair.com.au.
Now, the following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes, and I've been trying to call Craig Gemmell on the phone, but his phone's off. Oh, because he's in the studio. There you go. So he's going to do it all live and direct today in the studio. Why don't we have a look at some tips on what is a quality build, how to ensure a quality build, Craig?
Harvey, great topic, because what we're seeing at the moment, it really is a buyer's market with inclusions being thrown in by everybody. But what we're also finding, it's difficult to compare these inclusions when you aren't comparing apples with apples, though.
Well, there's got to be a starting point, I suppose. What one would you recommend?
Harvey, what we really tell our customers and anybody that's shopping for a new home is work out what it is that you really want and, secondly, what you really need, keeping in mind this is just a starting point, of course.
Of course. So with new homes, you're only limited really by your imagination, aren't you? Oh, and I suppose your budget as well.
Yeah, spot on, Harvey. And look, don't necessarily look at what appears to be the best deal with everything thrown in, as there may be quite a few things that you're getting that you don't really want, but ultimately you do pay for them.
Okay, well, that's food for thought. What should our listeners do from here, do you think, Craig?
Well, it might surprise you, Harvey, but we're not the only company around. So people generally look at more than one. All I ask is put us on your list, check out our displays and our website, and we can assist in helping customers make an informed decision.
So the address, to the best of my knowledge, is Gemmell, GEMMILL.com.au. And your sales hotline, there's someone there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 9263 4450. Correct?
Brilliant. Thanks, Harvey. And you keep threatening to ring it at 3 a.m., so I'm telling the troops, so make sure you give it a go,
I might give it a go early in the morning. There you go. Good on you, Craig. Thank you. That was Craig on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
For the biggest range and lowest prices, nobody beats Dan Murphy's. Here's proof. Taylor's Estate Shiraz is only $11.40 in any six. 700ml bottles of Absolute Vodka are just $35 each. And cases of James Bogue's Premium Lager bottles are unbeatable at $45. Shop in store or online at danmurphys.com.au. Remember, nobody beats Dan Murphy's. Enjoy responsibly. Valid until Thursday. Conditions apply.
Time to say goodbye to flies, mozzies, ants, cockroaches and other annoying insects. Pestrol Ultra is a guaranteed automatic insect control system that includes natural pyrethrins. Set and forget, portable and safe for your family and pets. Call within the next 30 minutes for free delivery and join the thousands of Aussies who already enjoy an insect-free home thanks to Pestrol. Buy a Pestrol Ultra Indoor for just $75 and get a Pestrol Ultra Outdoor absolutely free. 1-800-33-8888 or pestrol.com.au.
Hi, I'm Paul McGovern from WA Hino with some great news for anyone looking to buy a new truck. Right now we have some super specials on all of our 2016 plated Hinos. They must be cleared and no reasonable offer will be refused. What's more, we now have the exciting new range of Hino 500 series available. So please come out and see us at 24 Kewdale Road, Welshpool, or call 9351 2000. Part of AHG DL 13358.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
We are talking property for our great mate Craig Gemmell and Gemmell Homes. Right now, though, we have our De Freitas and Ryan property report. Rod Ryan himself joins us this morning. How you doing, Rod? You there, Rod? Yep, got you now, mate.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
On the airwaves, right?
Okay. There's a lot of flack in the air down here this way this morning, Harvey, with all this political stuff going on. So anyway,
We were just talking about over the road from us is a polling station, and it was chockers from 8 o'clock, mate. No doubt about it. Mate, over the last few weeks, we've been sort of talking about different aspects of De Freitas and Ryan, and one of those has been strata management. I know you want to have a chat about that today, and it's a changing scene, isn't it? I mean, some of the changes that are proposed and will be coming in, we assume, amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly no guru personally when it comes to strata management, but having said that, our company has a specialised division in our De Freitas and Ryan commercial arm. But I attended a course at the East Fremantle Yacht Club just last Wednesday. It was conducted by the Department of Commerce in regard to like an overview of the proposed amendments to the Strata Titles Act. The Strata Titles Act has been around since 1985. About the last time Hawthorn won a premiership, I think. But anyway.
Thanks, mate. It's been lovely talking to you.
In a cave, have you, right?
Is that the time, Harvey?
Yeah.
What's happened is it's like I was really taken by this because I've been in the business a long time, and when you deal with strata title properties, quite often you find that you don't have any teeth or whatever to sort of act on things, and so that they'll say, you know, I've had car bodies or cars left in buildings and you can't get rid of them, and you ring the police and they say we can't help you unless it's out in the street. So here comes Rod, all 120 kilos of
push it out in the street. You know? Bring him back. It's now out in the street.
That's right. So then they can come and help you. So you get a lot of frustrations with strata properties. And I just felt that this new act, which I believe will come in because all sides of Parliament are pretty keen for it to come in, my understanding is it'll probably, you know, come into legislation in about 18 months' time. But I was really impressed, actually, with the course, the way it was conducted. And also, you know, I learned a lot from it, and I'm quite keen about it. So I think any listeners out there that if you want to take it a step further and get ahead of the pack a little bit and get in touch with Landfield and find out with Landgate, get in touch with them, I think you'll get ahead of the pack a little bit. And even people like Craig Gemmell and so on, you know, with their organisations, there's going to be massive changes to the Strata Titles Act. They will go through, and I think there's a lot of benefits there, and it'll bring us in line with cities like, you know, Sydney and Singapore and New York and all that. So quite exciting times ahead.
I might ask Craig the question, how will it impact on a business such as yours then?
Yeah, it's about looking at the key points, and Rod's right. Go straight onto the Landgate website and they give everyone a good overview. I thought the general thrust of it was more sort of aimed at apartments though, Rod. Was that right or not?
Yeah, well, that's how I saw it as well.
Well, a lot of changes happened since 1985, and community titles and redevelopment and so on. But, yeah, it's about time that it is changed. I think it's open for discussion at the moment, isn't it, Rod? So public discussion, public comment.
Well, the public comment is, I think it's about to close. But the interesting thing was they've only had about 154, you know, people want to talk about it. So that's very, very small. And so
Considering the number of strata properties in Western Australia.
I agree with you, gents. You know, this is what happens all the time. People are unaware of what's happening out there. Then it comes in, and then there's rioting in the streets. And why didn't anyone tell me? So it's really good that you're making everyone aware of it, Rod, and I'd encourage everyone to go and spend a couple of minutes on that Landgate website and have a look.
Strata title property and get an idea of how the changes will impact. But generally speaking, I agree totally, Rod. They're positive and keep things into the 21st century, which is what we need.
Yeah, and even all the business about the fact that they're going to have like leasehold you know, strata titles. I mean, you know, it's tremendous. I think it's, you know, it's
more flexibility, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, in yeah, providing is. Different titles and availability. Things have changed a lot in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Rod, I assume people can, if they're interested, can just contact any DeFratis and Ryan office. I imagine your strata people would be quite skilled up on these proposed changes if they want a bit of personal advice.
Well, maybe we wait till Monday so I can race over there and just enlighten totally.
Get a rash of balls now.
No, they are, you know, they're a tremendous group of people in there. But the number there is 6399-6899. So I'm sure we'll be able to sort of set them in the right direction for sure.
I'm sure you will. Mate, we spoke to Luke from your Wanneroo office last week. Call me a busybody if you will, but he sounded like you had a really juicy property for auction last weekend in the Wanneroo area. I think Meridian Up, if that pronunciation's
that
correct.
Sounded all right.
Sounds close, yeah. I'm just curious to know how it went.
Yeah, well, we went all right. We had fairly strong bidding there. Out in the, we had everybody in the shade, and you know, I was out in the sunny spot there. Luke's a fairly, how can I put it, creative sort of young fella. So he decided to film it all and have a drone going over the top. So I was, you know, usually I compete with lawnmowers, but it was a drone this time. But we did quite well. We had strong bidding. The property's been sold for $750,000.
Wow!
But no, we're fairly. Yeah, I've got another auction coming up on the 29th of March, which is a mixed business site just opposite the Dockers over here. So, you know, maybe the Dockers will buy it and, you know, put a commercial.
I'm pleased to hear you're doing a few auctions, Rod.
Yeah, you'll fully understand if Craig and I don't bid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Anywhere near a Dockers place.
Well, it'd be quiet.
No, we are doing. I think we're going to be busy this year, Rob, with auctions. There's just seems to be, thanks to people like you, that's a trailblazer of it. You know, there's sort of a bit more recognition and the results are coming through. Like we had a few good ones towards the end of last year, and I've got another one in Coobal up on the 1st of April. And I had a call from a friend of mine. When was it, Thursday or so, that he wants me to auction a deceased estate rural property in down in Busselton. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
There is indeed. Good on you, Rod. Good to talk to you, mate, and thanks for bringing us up to date on the property market as you see it. And if people want a bit more information, they can just contact, just go onto your website, of course, defratisryan.com.au, or give any one of your local officers a call. We'll talk to you or one of your colleagues next Saturday for another DeFratis and Ryan property report, mate.
Thanks very much indeed. Don't forget to vote one DeFratis and Ryan, and have a wonderful weekend.
See you around.
No, if we vote for you, you'll be one of the few that would keep your promises.
That's right.
Good on you, mate. Take care.
Be on budget.
That is Rod Ryan. Thanks, mate. Brendan of Willoughby. G'day, Brendan.
G'day. Hey, I've just got a subdividable property in Hammy Hill, and I'm just trying to maximise the profits. Am I best to try and build on the back or sell the block as is? And can I do it myself, or do I have to go through like one of those companies that do like the whole thing, or am I just going to sell the land?
You've got a whole range of options, which is often the problem, because you look at it and you think, gosh, what do I do in this situation? Well, first thing, I guess, is you've done your research and you know what you can do there. It's a duplex block.
Yep.
Can you retain the house and still get access?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
That's really good because it sort of halves your building cost and means that you've only got one block to have to develop. So therefore, from a financial point of view, you should be in a better position to be able to do that. I guess you've got to look at what's the end game. What do you obviously probably want to get some money out of it, which is fair enough. But do you want to build on the back to live in yourself? Do you want to build it on the back to sell it for a profit?
Yeah, to sell it for a profit and sort of move to a better school zone.
Ah, okay, fine. Okay, well I mean, that's really because if you're building for yourself on the back, that's fantastic because you can live in the front house, build on the back, then move into the back house and then sell the front one. That makes a lot of sense. If you're looking at doing it purely to get a return, then perhaps you might look and say, well, what's the quickest and easiest way to get a return? And that would be to probably just sell the block vacant. Less investment. Okay, probably perhaps less end money in gross terms, but a quicker return so you can move on quickly. So the thing to do, I guess, is get some local REWA agents in to give you an assessment of what a block would be worth and what a, you know, I imagine a 3-bed, 2-bath duplex would be worth on the back. then you ring Craig and you get a price on what it would cost to build, and then you can weigh that up and say, well, is it worth the extra 6 months, 9 months, 12 months to do a development on the back? Or do you get on and create the block? Of course, your other option too, third option, is to sell it as is. And let and you'll find there's differing returns for each of those options: sale as is, sale as a block, and sale as a build. And of course, that comes down to the amount of effort and time and money you put into it.
So, just on the back of that, Robert and Brendan, what Rob's saying is correct. So, what we usually find with project builders such as ourselves, we all have a projects division. So that's our bread and butter. Doesn't cost you anything to speak to these project builders with a projects division, and they'll crunch the numbers for you, because I agree with what Rob's saying, but if you're going to go ahead and chop the block up yourself, there's going to be a cash outlay. So if you've got the cash, 15 to 20 grand to do that subdivision, then you can sell the block. Or what we generally do when we do the subdivision and build, we incorporate that in as part of the building cost, so then you can fund that as well and value add. So there's all your options. So I'd go, doesn't cost you anything to talk to a project builder with a projects division.
Yep, all right, cheers. And if I was going to sell the back block, do I have to fix the driveway first? Driveway's in bits, or do I have to do it after they build? Because you don't want people
No, that's right. Generally, you come in, if that driveway is also providing access for your front property as well?
Yep.
Okay, so then you'd enter into an agreement when you sell the property that once they build, you may share the cost. That would probably, in the subdivision, if it's a strata subdivision, most likely it would be, that would be common area. And therefore, let's say it's a simple duplex, you both have a 50% undivided interest in it, therefore you'd both have a 50% cost, and you can put that into the agreement. Makes a lot of sense. No point in putting in a nice new driveway, and then they're building on the back, and then the concrete truck comes down and damages it. That's just a bit of practicality, but certainly you can put that into the contract when you sell the block of land.
Good on you, Brendan. Thank you for your call. Vaughan, Martin and Ian, you will be next.
Property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
From your own backyard to every corner of the globe, plan your holiday with the best. Bigton Travel, Australia's most awarded travel agency. With a team of expert travel consultants and accredited crew specialists, we promise we will make a world of difference to your next holiday. Start your journey now at bigtontravel.com.au or listen in to Travel Talk every Tuesday afternoon right here on Perth 882 6PR. Bigton Travel. We make a world of difference.
Looking after the garden can be challenging, especially as we get a little older. A helping hand goes a long way, and the ladies at Weeding Women are here to help prune your rose bushes and get those winter weeds back under control. The ladies at Weeding Women will take care of your garden like it's their own, and they offer handsome discounts for pensioners. So if you need a little help in the garden this winter, call the team at Weeding Women on 1800 247484.
Discover Domain City West, Perth's furniture and bedding specialist. Discover Domain's exclusive style and quality. Lounges, dining, outdoor furniture, lamps, rugs, mirrors and more. The latest designs for every home. Discover stunning displays of bedroom furniture, bed linen and a complete range of mattresses and ensembles from Australia's leading brands. Discover the best service, value and advice. Domain City West, under the dome next to SciTech and Harvey Norman, with free, easy parking 7 days a week.
The Local. Definition? A pub one frequents due to its convenient proximity to one's home. But it's so much more than that. Especially if your local is the Odeon. There's just something to the place. The Odeon brings that country pub warmth to the city with their fantastic service, plus delicious menu, beer garden and sports bar. And they're the winner of the AHA WA Pub Tab Award for 2016. Open 7 days a week. So drop right in and say g'day. The Odeon Tab is on your way. OdeonTavern.com.au.
Predictably, ex-rowing champ Donald chose a Bethany retirement village by the lake. Margaret had the greenest thumb, so she chose Parkside Retirement. No one really knew if Andrew was more man or more fish, so he chose retirement by the sea. And you'll find a Bethany lifestyle village to match your unique needs too. Choose a village with a heated pool or a bowling green. Choose to live lakeside or seaside with a patio or double garage. Choose to call Bethany on 131 151. to meet your retirement dreams.
Now is the time to tile with 30% off at the Meyer Reeves Ceramics once a year sale. Refresh your home with a range of quality stone, porcelain and ceramic tiles, all 30% off. Ends March 31. Meyer Reeves Ceramics, Norma Road, Meyer Reeves.
A BMW is built to be driven, not parked. Like the BMW 330i sedan with Sportline from $69,900 drive away. And with flexible finance options available, it's time to visit a BMW dealer today. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
And you will be talking to either Rob Druitt or Craig Gemmell with your query, Vaughan of Vic Park. G'day, Vaughan.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Fabulous.
Look, my query is I'm looking at buying an investment unit I don't currently own.
Good on you.
But I'm not sure. We want to buy a unit that we can perhaps move into once we retire. Now, we're not sure whether to buy a unit, say, in a high-rise or buy something with just a little bit of land. And I was, you know, like a little patio, not a patio, but a ground floor, something that you can have a barbie on, et cetera. What do you think is the best option?
Well, I guess you'd know that if you sit down and think about what perhaps in what timing, maybe 10 years' time, 5 years' time, you want to live in it?
Probably about 10 years.
I guess
I'd like to move into it next year when I retire, but that's
yes, not going to happen. We all aspire to retire earlier than later, but it doesn't always work out that way. I guess it's a matter of what your lifestyle is and what you enjoy. If you like your barbecues and outside living and entertaining and so on, a little bit of privacy, then you might think, well, perhaps a small strata group. It's most likely going to be strata. A small strata group, single level, with a patio, a courtyard area big enough to accommodate that. Two-bed, one bath, three-bed, one bath. Generally, the smaller the group, the better, because obviously you've got less people to deal with and less strata fees. The advantage of an apartment, of course, is it's lock and leave, so it's easier from a security point of view and maintenance point of view, because most of the maintenance is all done for you. You pay for it through your strata levies, but it's done for you. So if you're going to get the caravan and travel around Australia for 3 or 6 months, well, maybe an apartment's better for you, because you can just get up and go and lock it up. Of course, you've got to think about where you're going to park the caravan. That's another issue. So
exactly.
It comes back to lifestyle and what you aspire to do and how you'd like to do things in your retirement. Some of the issues to look for in apartments are you do pay for that convenience of having everything done for you, so your strata levies. So you want to look at that very carefully as to affordability and how that'll affect your income and so on. Because, you know, some of those strata levies in the high rise, you know, you've got a gym and you've got a pool and all of those things, and if you're utilising all of that's great, but you're paying for it. So you might find that in a larger apartment, that can be anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a month. So
holy dolly.
It can be, you know, but you get a lot for that, because you get all your maintenance done, all of the property, you know, maintained and so on, and all those facilities. But perhaps if you're not using those or aspire to use those, well, you know, perhaps that's not the right thing for you. Whereas a small strata group, maybe a group of 4 or 8 villas, you probably have pretty minimal strata levies, $150, $200 a quarter, $250 a quarter to maintain the building. And that way, at least you're not having to fork out as much there. You'll have a little bit more maintenance yourself, perhaps, particularly if it's a newer property, because if it's single level, you will maintain the building. If it's multi-level, all of the building will be part of the strata company, and the strata company will maintain that. And then it comes back, of course, to what area you want to live in and what stock and diversity of property is available. Had you thought about the area where you wanted to buy?
Yeah, we've been in Vic Park for about the last 25 years, and we like the area around here.
Great options in Vic Park. Fabulous.
We were thinking,
yeah,
because it's in Vic Park, it's close to Curtin, so if we wanted to rent it for the next few years, would be fairly easy to rent.
Yeah, look, Vic Park's got a great diversity of property through there, from little villas to apartments and so on. I would be targeting, well, of course, the other thing is your budget. What sort of price budget, roughly, were you thinking?
Well, that we don't know. We've got about 120 odd for a deposit.
Okay, that's a good deposit.
And then we can work on it from there, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's assume perhaps you're going to borrow maybe $400 or something. So in say the $500 to $550 range, there's lots of options in there for 3-bed, 1-bath villa through Vic Park, or even cheaper in the $400s, you'd be able to get yourself a 2-bed, 1-bath, and that sort of depends on how much accommodation you think you might need down the track. But I would probably target the smaller groups, quiet streets, because you're going to ultimately live there yourself, and convenience, and the newer the complex, the better for maintenance.
Oh, that's terrific, Guy. I really appreciate that. That's put us on the right path now.
Good on you, Vaughan. Thanks very much indeed. We had Martin. He's dropped off the board. Martin, if you'd like to give us a call back, we can find Andrew. That'd be good. In the meantime, let's go to Ian of Forestfield. G'day, Ian.
Morning, Harvey, Craig, and Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of weeks ago, we had the storm go through, and our TV antenna, our TV used to pick up all the channels. Now it's only picking up about 7 and the Channel 10 system.
No ABC, heaven forbid.
No ABC, no...
No SBS. Okay. So, and you're renting the property?
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, look, a TV antenna I would consider to be a fixture of the property, and it was there when you rented the property. Have you?
Yep.
Is it managed by a real estate agent, or are you managed off the owner directly?
No, it's managed by an agent.
Okay, and you've approached them about it?
Not yet, because the antenna is still there.
Yes.
Would that be something that I can say no to, because it's still there and sort of working?
Well, if it's sort of working, it's not working properly, is it? I mean, when you went into the rental property, it was obviously working, and now you're not getting reception. So it's unfortunate for the owner, but I'd say that would be an owner cost because it's not your fault that it's no longer working properly, but obviously it's got some damage from the storm, you would have thought. And it is a fixture in the property. There is a bit of talk with chattels and so on, whether the TV antenna is part of the property or not. I consider it would be. It's fixed to the property. It was there when you rented it. So I would think, if it's not working and you haven't got proper reception, something's gone wrong, and an owner would be responsible to fix that.
All right, thank you.
G'day, you're very welcome indeed. Okay, 9221882. As I said, Martin dropped off the board, so give us a call back, Martin, on that number. If you want to send an email, you can, to harvey@6br.com.au, or if you would like to send a text, we'd rather you call, because we can have a chat to you. But the text is 19999677.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
What's the House of Wellness all about? Well, it's about helping you get well and helping you stay well. But it's also about living a great life and looking fabulous. Every week on the show, we talk to experts who help you get the most out of life. Plus, our resident pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, takes your calls. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, every Sunday morning at 6 on 882 6PR.
Myri Ceramics once a year sale is on now. All quality imported tiles 30% off. That's 30% off ceramic, porcelain and stone tiles. But be quick, ends March 31. Myri Ceramics, Norma Road, Myri.
Discover Domain City West, Perth's furniture and bedding specialist. Discover Domain's exclusive style and quality. Lounges, dining, outdoor furniture, lamps, rugs, mirrors and more. The latest designs for every home. Discover stunning displays of bedroom furniture, bed linen and a complete range of mattresses and ensembles from Australia's leading brands. Discover the best service, value and advice. Domain City West, under the dome next to SciTech and Harvey Norman, with free, easy parking 7 days a week.
If you've got a tree and it's been a little tricky, up in the hills or here in the city, it could be a big one, a small one, a short one or a tall one.
If you've got a tree and it's been a little tricky,
jump on the phone and whack it with a dickie.
Hey, how's your history? Dickie's Trees have long been Perth's best tree service company. Call Dickie's Trees or Google them.
Dickie's Trees.
The 50 Up Club has just reached a very significant milestone. There are now more than 250,000 over 50s who have joined the club. To celebrate, this week the 50 Up Club is launching brand new big discounted offers on home and car insurance and, for the first time, a mobile telco offer. If you haven't used the club to give your bills a check-up, the time to save is now. Go to 50upclub.com.au to check out their newest offers now. And that's not all. There's currently health and life insurance offers available too. This was all made possible thanks to the buying power of Australia's best customers. Join now at 50upclub.com.au. It's cost and obligation free. George Day, the caravan man.
At George Day Caravans and Motorhomes, your next adventure awaits at their award-winning dealership. Whether it's luxury motorhomes, family vans, or serious off-road vans, you can choose from Australia's leading caravan and motorhome brands. With competitive in-house finance, insurance, on-site auto electrician, and stunning accessory store, they are the ultimate one-stop shop. For the best deal and fantastic after-sales, it just has to be George Day Caravans and Motorhomes, Maddington, DL2301.
Hi, I'm Paul McGovern from WA Hino with some great news for anyone looking to buy a new truck. Right now we have some super specials on all of our 2016 plated Hinos. They must be cleared and no reasonable offer will be refused. What's more, we now have the exciting new range of Hino 500 series available. So please come out and see us at 24 Kewdale Road, Welshpool, or call 9351 2000. Part of AHG DL 13358. AHG.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11-882.
Yep, got 14 minutes of the program left. Excuse me, after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the football. How are you, Murray?
Going well, Harv, and looking forward to having a chat to Simon Lethlean, who's the new AFL footy operations manager who took over from Mark Evans, who left the post to head up to the Gold Coast Suns to take over as CEO there. Craig Vozzo, West Coast Eagles footy manager. Chris Bond, Freo Dockers footy manager. And in between, we'll fit in some calls. See you later.
See you later, Carl. All that and
Cyclone
more.
Cyclone Carl's been through.
We've got Martin back from Bateman. G'day, Martin.
Oh, good day. I want to talk about this downsizing for seniors, you know, about putting two houses on the, instead of moving, and they want to live in their own place. It's all talk. It just doesn't happen. It's the government talks about it, but when it comes down to reality, it's just not done. I've been trying to do it for 14 years, in where, you know, we all live in big, huge, big blocks, and we live close to Fiona Stanley and close to the railway line and everything. And most of the people, when they started this process 14 years ago, they said it would take 3 years. But since then, now all the subdivision and everything that's going on in Melville,
yes,
has gone where there's no transport, and where there is transport alongside the railway line, it's just not happening. So it's all hoo-ha about infilling along railway lines and things like that. Bull Creek is exactly the same, the other side of the freeway.
So what have you been trying to do for 14 years?
I've been trying to subdivide my corner block.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So I can continue to live here.
How big's the block, Martin?
730 square metres.
Yeah. And it's R20 at the moment, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a single site. Look, these things...
There have been a lot of councils have changed...
But it comes back to the local shires.
Yep.
And how...
Well, that's the problem. The
getting the process moving. Yep.
Melville Council, we were promised that 14 years ago, Craig McClure went through and promised us all that not to develop our properties because we'd be subject to infill.
And 14 years ago.
Yeah, 14 years before Fiona Stanley was built. And it was to cater for the 35,000 people who are coming in to the suburb every day to work, and we all accepted it. They took us to vote, and South Bull Creek was involved as well, all the way over to the shopping centre, and they all accepted it as well. But then they changed their planning minister, and he went up the other end of up to Canning Bridge and across to Willoughby, where there's no transport. Is getting all this subdivision going on. So this thing about putting people where the transport is absolutely baloney.
Martin, have you spoken to the Shire? Because you've got the Metropolitan Region Scheme, which is then...
I've talked to Eric Lumsden. I've talked to the planning people at 1% Charges Terrace, and they all each blame each other for
Not on their radar. Like, there's no... normally what happens, which happened in Joondalup, they've just rezoned all around the shopping centre there from R20 to R40, R60, and that was about 10 years in the planning, and they've just done that now. So Melville hasn't got Bateman on its radar at all, is that what you're saying?
No. It was on the radar 14 years ago.
And what about other residents in the area?
Most of them are in the same boat as me. They started all this in the late 50s, and now they're all in the 70s, and of course it's really too late for us now. I've decided to sell because I couldn't
and move on. Look, I share your frustration. It is very slow process, a lot slower than what it should be. And there's always competing forces. You'll find that there are a lot of people in Bateman probably don't want it to change as well, which is very frustrating. But certainly in high traffic areas and close to railway stations, that should be the area targeted immediately for rezoning.
Thank you, Martin, for your call. We've got Richard of Shoalwater on the line now. G'day, Richard.
G'day. Yeah, just wanted to make a comment regarding the gentleman that called up regarding buying a property as an investment and then moving into it down the track.
Yes.
Just wanted to maybe... share some information. When he goes from investment to primary residential, I'm not a property expert or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure it'd be a good idea to get a evaluation on the property for capital gains tax purposes.
Yes, look, he should get tax advice on it. I agree with you totally because there is likely to be some tax impact down the track where you've got an investment for a portion of the time. And, it's very important to get the right advice on that. I think a lot of people assume, well, there's a lot of misunderstanding about principal residence or main residence taxation that, oh, well, I've lived in it at the end. You know, I've owned it for 10 years, investment property, and I lived in it for 2 years and no tax. Not necessarily the case, which is exactly right, Richard. It's always good to get the right advice and know where you're at. So ultimately, when it's sold, you know if there is a liability there.
Yep.
Yep, no worries.
Thanks. Good on you, Richard. Thank you for that advice, timely advice too. Neil of Yokine. Hi, Neil.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Just a few inquiries, very similar to a lot of the calls on this morning. Yes. I'm living in Sydney at the moment. I've been there for 30 years and wanting to move back.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Wow. I hope you've got a property to sell there. Have you in Sydney?
Yes, I do.
Tell me you bought it 30 years ago and you've lived in it and there's no tax and you made a great gain on it.
I did and I have, yes.
Fantastic. And you're coming back here to Perth to buy a property.
Sorry?
And you're coming back here to Perth to buy a property.
I'm looking for a place initially as an investment property.
Good on you.
Rob's getting excited.
I'm getting excited.
Here. Look at him. It's like ticking all the boxes.
Buyer from Sydney. We're getting excited.
I hope they're not listening. So I've pretty much chosen the belt I want to live in between Mount Hawthorn and Subi for all the obvious reasons. The beach, the city, the transport, all that sort of thing.
Yep, infrastructure.
It's a minefield out there between off the plan and established.
Yes.
A minefield between small boutique and bigger
complexes,
blocks.
Yes.
And then, but initially I want to buy it as an investment. Obviously, I'm looking at the current market because it's very viable at the moment.
Yes.
So initially it would be to buy as an investment, but long term it's for something I would like that I could live in down the track, whether it be 1 year or 5 years. My quandary with off the plan is you're not knowing. As opposed to established, they're already there, and you can see what you can get.
Exactly.
And then with the bigger department, bigger blocks, the corporate levies and all that sort of thing, with the swimming pool, the elevators, and everything you don't use.
You're answering your own question, I think, Neil. You're doing well. It's exactly the issues you need to look at.
I've done a lot of homework.
It sounds like you have, and. I guess you look at the state of the market in Perth at the moment and you think, well, you know, buying off the plan is a fantastic thing when you've got a lack of stock in the market, established stock, and you've got a rising market. Best thing to do because you're likely to, by the time it's finished, you put a 10% deposit down, 5% deposit down. By the time it's finished, you've already got a gain, which is brilliant. Mm-hmm. We're at a stage in our cycle where... perhaps that could happen too because we're probably at the bottom end of our cycle. So I think it'd be wrong for me to say that if you buy off a plan, you're not going to make a gain on it because you may very well. The developers at the moment are struggling, I'll be quite frank about, in selling their properties, so they're having to be very competitive. So weigh that up. But also you've got a fair bit of stock in the market as well.
Exactly, yes.
So you've got plenty of established stuff to choose from, which is probably more than enough to not have to buy off the plan unless it's a really compelling purchase. Then when you're looking off the plan, you look at the developers, how established they are and what their track record is. And a lot of very established, good developers in Perth build a lot of property, so you can do a lot of research there to know what you're getting. But plenty of stock out there for you. You're on the right track with knowing what your costs are and so on. I guess as a general rule, I'd say the smaller the group, the better if possible, because less cost and less people to deal with in the strata and more simplicity.
Okay, good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Neil. Got a quick email here. Not a lot of info on it, but nonetheless, Marie writes to us. Just wondering, what exactly does a buffer zone mean? My friend has a very large property which was used for market gardening and also has a very old house on it. It's probably about 6 or 7 acres.
Well, often they have buffer zones with major roads and other infrastructure, and so the councils, sometimes with electricity wiring and so on, all sorts of different reasons, they'll have buffer zones, and that should be on the title.
Especially you're right, Rob, when you've got agricultural or farming areas up the back of Pinjar Road, up there, Wanneroo, Joondalup Drive, there's a buffer zone for the turkey farms up there. So it could be a multitude of reasons.
Okay, good. That answers that question. It's up to you, seeing I embarrassed you into giving $100 back.
Caller of the day, do you want to announce it or me? No, Vaughan from Vic Park buying the unit question. Very good.
So
thanks, Harvey.
You're the first winner for the year.
27-8.
Certainly won't be the last.
Coins okay, huh?
Unless I get into a lot of trouble after this program.
As long as $101 coins, that's okay. Or $52 coins, no problems.
Craig, tell us where are some good display villages for people to see in between voting today and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, Byford's a good one, LWP development out there. It's on the outskirts of Perth, but quite a few good homes out there.
Oh, but it's quick to get in there. I was out there the other day at Byford and Cardup and...
The Tonka Highway, it's brilliant,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Just really good.
I agree. So that's a good estate to have a look at.
Yeah, okay, good. And there's plenty to choose from out there too. It's very competitive.
Well, that's
out there.
It. And even down Armidale Road, you've got Holland Park out there. Then you've got the Stockland development in Kalea. So usually when people go out, they don't look at one Harvey. Yeah, they go to a few villages. Yeah.
And as far as Druitt Shed First National Double View is concerned, Mr. Druitt, what's happening?
Just a normal home open. There's no auctions today, but
Rod
back
Ryan's
into the
doing them all.
Yeah, Rod's doing them, which is great.
He's got a few.
Paving the way,
up,
which is brilliant. Well, that's the thing. I think both for buyers and sellers, they realise the auction process in WA, it's a quicker process for the sale of the property. Sellers get a bit more conditioned to the market quicker, which is good for the buyers because then you're not waiting for 3 months to get the price right and property sold. Marvelous. So now looking forward to that, getting back into it, and next week back into the auctions.
Good on you, mate. We'll have you back in the studio hopefully very soon again, Craig.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Harvey.
Good on you, mate. Go the Hawks, of course, when the real season starts in a couple of weeks.
23rd,
Thanks to Andrew for producing our program today. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.